Eric, did you have to shave every day all of your life with Baba?
Yeah.
You were never allowed to skip a day. You always had to...
No. Sometimes while we are in the tours and all that, not purposely we have to skip a day. Circumstances, situations were such, in new life we couldn't shave for a long time. Whenever the opportunities are afforded, we take the opportunity, avail of it, and shave. And quite contradictory is that he was very fond of a flowing beard. Anybody coming with a flowing grey beard, to heaven, hell, the angel has descended.
You should have gotten one of those fake Father Christmas beards and brought it in someday.
Yeah.
Why is it that man, whosoever he be, is always somehow or other attracted towards anything that has worn out? A creature that is worn out, man that is worn out, anything that has worn out, it evokes the feelings of human heart. Yeah.
It's but natural though, isn't it?
It is natural, yeah. Because what is natural is that we should wear ourselves out. Kathy?
Yes.
Come, sit down. It's time that you should sit here.
Eric, you have a Montessori teacher on your left side and a Montessori teacher on your right side.
Yeah.
That would treat you like a child.
I would love to treat you like a child.
Jan said she had a pressing problem that she wanted to bring up to you.
What is it, Jan?
Probably a roommate.
Who is that roommate?
I now have two roommates who snore. But fortunately my ears are so plugged up I can't hear anything.
They're maniacs, eh?
Well, if you use your imagination, there is a certain music.
Very good. There is certain rhythm in it. Try to grasp the rhythm you see of one snoring and the other snoring.
I think in the stories of Baba trying to teach you, or teach Val the rhythm.
Trying
to hear.
Can you get them to harmonize? Create a harmony.
That's what happens, you see, in a certain stage of involution. You tune into the rhythm, the cosmic rhythm. That's known as the sound, experience of the sound. You hear that original sound. And
is
you just
snoring?
I don't know whether it's snoring, because I haven't had any experiences like that of the inner plane. But that's what is said.
You hear the sound of people sleeping as you awaken?
No, we hear the sound. We hear the sound of the Creator sleeping. He's snoring.
Does he sleep?
He's all the time asleep. He's not aware. It's the beyond state, sound sleep state, as Baba calls it, of God.
And that would indeed be sweet music.
Deep breathing.
That's pretty good.
What stage did you say? What was?
The beyond.
Beyond.
They're all the rainbow colors that you see right on the top. Is that before the puncture takes place in the blue?
So, Eric, do you ever now feel Baba's love very strongly?
I don't know whether it is strong or faint, but we feel his love. It stumps me sometimes when you all talk of love in terms of strong or feeble. Love is love. Is there anything like strong and feeble love?
Well, sometimes I feel Baba's presence and his love presence more than other times. Sometimes it's very powerful and other times just sort of in the background.
Otherwise it's not there.
What?
Otherwise it's not there. It's there or not there. I take in that.
I mean, you can't be a little bit pregnant. You're pregnant or you're not. Is that it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
That's why Baba says, love me more and more and more and still yet more. He himself says that.
When he's talking, when Baba's talking about love, he's not always talking about an ecstatic feeling. We talk about how we always want this feeling.
It stems from that. This ecstatic feeling stems from love. If the ecstatic feeling is genuine, eh? Mm-hmm. It is as a result of it. Mm. Today, before you all dispersed, because of our haranguing in a foreign language, so the theme was that a certain person, out of his great love, the strong love, I'm sorry, strong love for the Lord, was prompted, inspired to donate a large plot of land to have a structure where all could gather and remember him and pour out their love to him. It's good. But do you know how it resulted? In a terrible conflict.
So that love is strong.
That, pardon?
He said that's what happens when love is strong.
Yeah.
Why did she point at me when she said that?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Because you are what you call the author of strong and feeble love. No, what I'm saying is, look at his game. One is inspired for such a sublime thing that he gives away his land. It's a sizable plot, it's not a little thing. For you all to make use of it. Free. And that creates the squabble. Who is to... Then it needs a legal body, you see, to... In whose name should it be? Your name? No, how can you hold it? But suppose something happens to your husband or your children, you see, they would grab it, you see. You are all right, but what about your heirs? You know how it is all, the complications are created, yeah. Doubled and permutations and combinations and all this. It's all safe to have a legal body, a trust. Then what happens? Who should be the trustees? Why not I? Why should you select them? What have I done? Conflict. So the session was on the conflict. Why, if he is the doer of all deeds, he is the, what do you call, the doer, the deed, the cause, the effect, all this, why it results in such a thing? That was the theme. Why? That means, what should we do in this? We see that there is this. We have just come to hear about Baba and we feel so happy about it, and this is a sad story. So what should we do? Yes, I said, just be a passive listener, passive observer. What have you to do with anybody's squabbles? What has that to do with your love for Baba and your... So what should we do? But why should it be like that? That our mind says, so why should it be like that? What should we do with the mind? Tell your mind to learn a lesson from it. Be active in that. I don't mean passive in the sense of total passivity, but passive in the sense of eyes are given for you to observe. Ears are there, 2 ears are there. Things come here, pass to the other. Yes, sir. But then that means we shouldn't do anything. No, you have to be very active. What sort of activity? Try to figure out, see how it is. People give a plot of land for love, say, what happened, how it is, learn lessons from that. Try to mold your life through these examples. That's why he does these things. If he is the cause, then everything should be there, but then he gives you an opportunity to pick out lessons from these things. Otherwise, how will you know? How will you learn? How will you be awakened? How will you become aware about it? These are things that... But then you enter into the squabble and you lose the opportunity. That's what we were discussing. In short, in a nutshell.